I won't be 37 for a couple of weeks, but how can I worry about that today? My goal today is to go to bed the same way I got up, sober, with the man I'm married to, the man whose name I actually know, and in the same hotel room I started out in, you know. Hey, if you're a woman and alcoholic in this room, you know what the hell I'm talking about, okay? Just be waking up in the same hotel is a dream come true, you know? Like, at least you can find your way down the hall. You know, I have earned my seat in Alcoholics Anonymous through moral, physical, and spiritual bankruptcy. The mess that got me here is the same mess that most everybody talks about and has already been talked about. But the recovery that we're all sharing today, that we're sharing in this convention, that we share in our local meetings, that we share every day of our lives, that's what keeps me here. And I was thinking when I was sitting at the table, because the beauty of not being the first one is you get a chance to really think this shit over. And and the, you know, what keeps me here today is actually the same thing that I got the first night I was in Alcoholics Anonymous. I came here as a result of an intervention. My drug dealer attended my intervention. That is never a good sign for continuous drug abuse or alcoholism. You know, I had no idea what I was getting into. I went to that first meeting on a druggy buggy. They didn't call it that in those days. They called it the van. And, you know, they took me to a meeting of Alcoholics Anonymous, and I still to this day have never sat in a room with another alcoholic who has seen the days of wine and roses and never saw a damn thing about AA in there ever, okay? I had no idea it had anything to do with that movie. And I signed up the little sheet with my name because it was going around and I thought they were taking attendance. And I wanted to prove, you know, I'd been there. And at the end of the speaker, I'm sorry, I'll wrap up. The end of the speaker, they called my name and I heard this voice say, "I'm Dayless, I'm an alcoholic." And I knew it was the first true thing I ever said in my life. Thank you for my life.
Thank you. Our next person is Reese G with 36 years of sobriety.
Good morning, everyone. My name's Risa Gross, and I'm an alcoholic. My home group is Troy Reality in Texas, and that's just a recent thing because we used to be Californians, and for the last 10 years, we've been coming to the conventions. My husband, longer than myself, he started bringing me about 10 years ago, and for 10 years, he's been asking me to put my name on the list and come up and speak. Well, now, you see the way I look, and if 10 years ago you thought I was going to come up here as a long-timer, just like the first time I went to an IKIPA conference at 30 Days Sober in 1984, and I didn't believe any of y'all was sober then, I didn't think you'd all think I'd have that much time. But so many of you have told my story. I was first 25 when I came into a treatment center through my dad, who had been in AA since, he said his first meeting was like in 1944, but it didn't stick for him. But I knew I had a way out when I was ready. And but I was young, and I thought, I just want to be a normal person who doesn't drink. I'm 25 years old, and my life is over. And so I went about getting busy trying to repair the wreckage of my life, not through AA, but by going back to school and, you know, trying to raise a daughter. And eventually that power went away.